AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Russia is claiming it destroyed several air defense systems in Ukraine. Ukrainian officials are expecting a broad new Russian offensive in the east. The failure to win control of Ukraine's skies has hampered Moscow's ability to control air cover for troops on the ground. Meeting with India's defense minister, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia is challenging international norms.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the humanitarian devastation that it has created are blatant attempts to undermine the international order that is grounded in the rules and the principles that we share.
President Biden is set to roll out a formal rule for reining in untraceable, privately made firearms that are showing up more often at crime scenes. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A year ago last week, the president said he wanted to see so-called ghost gun kits treated as firearms.
Which is going to require that the seller and manufacturers make the key parts with serial numbers.
The new rule will also require that buyers be subject to background checks. It will likely face heavy resistance from gun groups, as will the president's nomination of a new Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives chief. He's tabbing former U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach after pulling David Chipman's nomination amid Senate opposition. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Twitter's largest investor, Elon Musk, is reversing course and will no longer join the company's board of directors less than a week after being awarded a seat. No reason was given. The manufacturing hub of Guangzhou closed itself to most arrivals in China as the country battles a major coronavirus surge in big eastern cities. Shanghai has taken the brunt of the rise in coronavirus cases. Stocks fell in morning trading on Wall Street. Markets are extending a losing streak from last week. Energy stocks are among some of the biggest losers. This is AP News. A new type of blood test that checks for signs of cancer in healthy people has hit the market. It's unclear whether it will make any difference in cancer death rates. They are called liquid biopsies and are already used in patients with cancer to tailor their treatment. Joyce Ayer says she was feeling fine when she agreed to give a blood sample.
We're finding something here and we want to look at it a little bit more, so we'll call you back.
She was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. One of the tests is from a company called Grail. Dr. Joshua Offman says the new blood tests look for many cancers at once.
If we can find these cancers at earlier stages, before people have symptoms, they're offered many more options for effective treatment, and they're often curable.
Joyce Ayers says the cancer is gone. She is jubilant.
You're going through those treatments because you know it's going to take care of it.
The test costs $949, and most insurance plans don't cover it. Grail plans to seek approval from the FDA. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.